This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, August 15th. God's word to you today is possible. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 2, verses 3 to 5, and it says, "When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, 'They have no more wine.' 'Woman, why do you involve me?' Jesus replied. 'My hour has not yet come.' His mother said to the servants, 'Do whatever he tells you.' Jesus, his mother, and his disciples got invited to a wedding in Cana of Galilee. But during the celebrations, they ran out of wine. Mary, who was probably involved in serving, immediately went to Jesus. Jesus was like, 'What is my business if they run out of wine?' And Mary must have said something like, 'Son, I have been watching you since you were a boy. Please perform a miracle here. These people are out of wine.' Jesus insisted that his time had not come. In our culture, even the way Jesus responded to his mother would be considered rude, right? But Mary was shamelessly persistent. She said to the servants, 'Anything he tells you to do, do it.' Mary put pressure on Jesus, and Jesus performed a miracle. Wait a minute. Jesus just said his time had not come. So what changed the dynamics? Persistence, shameless persistence. She was his mother, but she did not get offended by the way he responded to her. She pressured, she pushed, she persisted, and she birthed the set time. Isaiah 62 verse 7 says, "Give the Lord no rest until he completes his work, until he makes Jerusalem the pride of the earth." Is it possible that a man can give God no rest? It is possible, even though we are here on earth, to hold the hand of heaven and not let go. Then God will say, "I need to act because these people are giving me no rest." Wow. In Genesis 32, verses 24 to 28, please read, "Jacob held God down." I'm sure you know that Jacob was not holding God by his own physical strength. Jacob held God down by his persistence and the burden on his heart. Jacob knew the power of his prayer, so he said to God, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Please take out time to meditate on the futility of that statement. If God decides to go, can Jacob stop him? Can Jacob really hold God down? But God has decided to limit himself for our sakes. God has decided to be vulnerable to us. So like Jacob, we are going to maximize it. You need to know how powerful your prayer is, and do not give up. You have started praying, stay there, and do not give up, because it will cost you. You lose altitude when you give up, and that means starting from the beginning. We stop calling because we do not know, or we have forgotten how powerful our prayers are. Daniel was one man, but he stood in the place of prayer, persisted, and birthed the set time for freedom for the children of Israel. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Spirit divine, attend our prayer and make our heart thy home. Descend with all thy gracious power. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.